What to know about five people charged in Matthew Perry's death? Los Angeles, five people have been charged in connection with Matthew Perry's death from a ketamine overdose last year, including the actor's assistant and two doctors. These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong, U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said Thursday, while announcing the charges. The five have been charged for their respective roles in supplying Perry with large amounts of ketamine, causing his October 2023 overdose death. Here is what we know so far about those charged after a sweeping investigation into Perry's death. Dr. Salvador Plasencia. Plasencia, a Santa Monica area doctor, was arrested Thursday and charged with one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine, seven counts of distribution of ketamine, and two counts of altering and falsifying documents or records related to the federal investigation. He pleaded not guilty in his first court appearance Thursday, where he wore street clothes and was in handcuffs and leg chains. A judge ruled he can be released after posting a $100,000 bond. An indictment filed Wednesday alleges that Plasencia, who was commonly known as Dr. P, used encrypted messaging applications and coded language to discuss drug deals, referring to bottles of ketamine as Dr. Pepper cans and bots. He is accused of facilitating the transfer of drugs from himself and others who have been charged to Perry's personal assistant, Kenneth Iwamisa. According to the indictment, Plasencia exchanged text messages with others involved in the drug sales, sending ones that said, "I wonder how much this moron will pay and let's find out." After Plasencia's court appearance, his attorney, Stephen Sachs, said, "Ultimately, Dr. Plasencia was operating with what he thought were the best of medical intentions, and his actions certainly didn't rise to the level of criminal misconduct. His only concern was to give the best medical treatment and to do no harm," Sachs said. Unfortunately, harm was done. But it was after his involvement. Plasencia, 42, graduated from medical school at the University of California, Los Angeles in 2010, and has not been subject to any disciplinary actions, records show. His license is due to expire in October. Possible sentence: imprisonment for up to 10 years for each ketamine-related count and up to 20 years for each records falsification count. Jasveen Sunga. Prosecutors allege Sunga is a drug dealer whose North Hollywood residence was a distribution point for the ketamine that killed Perry. She is known as the Ketamine Queen, according to court filings. Sunga, 41, was arrested Thursday and charged with one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine, one count of maintaining a drug-involved premises, one count of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine, one count of possession with intent to distribute ketamine, and five counts of distribution of ketamine. The indictment alleges that Sunga's distribution of ketamine on October 24, 2023, caused Perry's death days later. She pleaded not guilty on Thursday, but a magistrate judge said she should remain in custody. Her attorney derided the media-friendly nickname Ketamine Queen that prosecutors used for her client. Her attorney declined comment outside of the courtroom. Possible sentence: 10 years to life in prison. Kenneth Iwamisa. Iwamisa worked as Perry's live-in personal assistant and often communicated in coded language with the others charged in connection with Perry's death to obtain ketamine, authorities said. He has admitted to administering several ketamine injections to Perry, including on the day he died. He has pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine causing death. Iwamisa, 59, did not have any medical training or specific knowledge of how to administer controlled substances, prosecutors say. He found Perry dead in his home. Attorneys for Iwamisa did not return requests for comment. Possible sentence: 15 years in prison. Dr. Mark Chavez. Chavez, a doctor from San Diego, has agreed to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine. Chavez sold ketamine that he had previously obtained by writing a fraudulent prescription to Plasencia, who then sold it to Iwamisa. Chavez, who used to run a ketamine clinic, also got additional ketamine from a wholesale distributor of controlled substances and falsified statements on forms, saying the drug would not be sold to a third party or distributed or used for any other purpose. Chavez, 54, graduated from medical school at UCLA in 2004 and started a company, The Health MD, that appears to be a concierge medicine practice focused on longevity and fitness. Like Plasencia, Chavez has not been subject to any disciplinary actions, according to his records. His medical license expires in 2026. Multiple messages left seeking comment from Chavez's company and his personal email address have not yet been returned. Possible sentence: 10 years in prison. Eric Fleming. Fleming, 54, was a friend of Perry's and communicated with Awamasa to sell drugs to him for Perry's use. He pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine and one count of distribution of ketamine resulting in death. Prosecutors say Fleming got ketamine from Sunga and distributed it to Awamasa. In all, he delivered 50 vials of ketamine for Perry's use, including 25 handed over 4 days before the actor's death. Attorneys for Fleming did not return requests for comment. Possible sentence: 25 years in prison. By Caitlin Wamani and Andrew Dalton.